What is up, fam? What is up? I am the problem and I am the solution. New t-shirts are available now, fam. Go ahead and go to theaboutitlife.com and grab your I am the problem, I am the solution t-shirts now. They just dropped also the About It Life slides with the logo on it, the About It Life slides with the white and black and the gold and black. So go check that out. Head over to theaboutitlife.com, grab yourself some slides, grab yourself some t-shirts, grab yourself some hats, grab yourself some merch, and join the winning team. Let's get into the show. Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya, and in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. What is going on, fam? Welcome to episode 286 of the All Moves Podcast. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm super excited. You can hear the smile on my face, right? Right now, I'm just super excited to break down this story and to let you guys in on just everything that happened this past weekend. If you guys are not following me on social media, on Instagram, first of all, go to my Instagram right now. Well, go to Instagram right now. Follow me at Anthony Manaya number one. That's at Anthony Manaya one on Instagram. Because I know there's a lot of people who listen to the show that are not following me on Instagram. So this past week, last weekend, I secretly signed up to my second jiu-jitsu competition. And those of you who have been following the show for the last 3 to 4 months, I did a couple of episodes, one called Fight Night Part 1 and then Fight Night 2 on my first jiu-jitsu competition that I competed in. And, you know, I talk about the experience pre-fight and then post-fight, which you guys can go ahead and listen to if you're interested. This past weekend, I secretly signed up to a competition, and I say secretly because I did not tell a single person that I was doing it. I did not let anybody in until the last minute, the day of, maybe the night before, but I didn't tell anybody that I was signing up. Before that, the first competition, I 2 months beforehand or a month beforehand, I told everybody I was doing it. I announced it. You know, a lot of people got excited about it. Once I experienced the competition and it went down the way it went down, I'm not going to lie. It hit hard, right? It hit me hard in a way of like, man, it's just, you know, giving all of yourself to something and then, you know, getting the results that you deserve, right? And living with expectations. We create our own problems through expectation. You know, talking about gold, gold, gold. I'm a man of my word. I'm going to go out and make it happen. And when it went down the way it went down, I experienced everything for the very first time. I didn't win the gold. I didn't win the gold, and I got a silver the last time I competed. After that, I was like, yo, man, that for a few days, for a few weeks, it was just on my mind. And I knew that this competition was coming up on September 2nd. And all I did was focus on my training. All I did was fix the problems that I had or that I experienced or that I saw within myself, some of the things that I that needed adjustments, I adjusted and just kept training every single day, training, and didn't sign up. A couple of my teammates signed up, and even my coach was like, yo, who's signing up? I didn't raise my hand. I had a couple of conversations with people where they're like, yo, Anthony, you signing up? I'm like, I don't know, right? Knowing that it's a 85% to 90% chance that I'm doing it. But what happens with these competitions is once I sign up and commit to something, it consumes my mind, right? I could be doing this podcast episode about something else, and then I have it in the back of my mind, damn, I need to go train after this because I got this whole thing coming up. And I didn't want that to consume my mind. So purposely, I did not tell anybody that I was going to sign up. Not my family, not my teammates, not my coach, not anybody, not my clients. Nobody knew that I was doing this. In fact, I had teammates that were competing, and I would show up with the intention of helping them. Everything was about helping them, being the best training partner for them, showing up for them. And as for myself, you know, which it freed up space in my mind to be able to focus on a lot of other things, a lot of other projects that I'm focused on within the last 2 months, right? So two months. Yeah, so I freed up a lot of mental space. You know, if I would have signed up again right after, it would have felt like this full 4 or 5 months training camp that I've been on. Because the last time I competed, I signed up 2 months before and I couldn't stop thinking about this. And I announced it to everybody else, and many people were asking me questions. And how is your competition? You know, are you excited for it? Have you been training? And I'm saying, I'm going to win gold. And my point is, this time around, it was personal. This time around, I said, man, what am I doing, man? Am I doing this for other people? Or am I doing this for myself? What am I doing? Who am I doing this for? You know? So I waited to the very last minute to sign up. It was either the day of or the night before. I said, I'm signing up. I'm going to do it. And again, nobody knew. Nobody knew. And I show up to the, first of all, let's start up in the morning. Let's start Saturday morning. Saturday morning, I wake up, you know, I do my salt bath, do my morning routine. I ate a nice, solid breakfast, had a big breath, had some steak in the morning, nice, solid steak. I felt good. I felt very well-rested, energized. Again, this is something that's personal between just me and myself. And show up to the venue, right? I weighed in at 166. So you have to weigh in an hour before your match, right? So my match was supposed to be at noon, or I think it was like 11 or noon. And so I had to be there early. So I showed up knowing that from the last competition, there was a lot of things that happened that kind of threw me off a little bit. But this time around, I was prepared. So I show up, weigh in, 166 is my weight. And I was competing in that division, in 160 to 170 division, which is welterweight. And I felt very calm. All morning I felt calm. The weight that I, the unnecessary weight that I had on my shoulders the first time around, I did not have the second time, this past weekend. I did not have that same unnecessary weight of having to answer people's questions and having to, you know, see, oh, who's going to show up, or, you know, just having to always answer these unnecessary things, or people even checking in about it, right? And not that any of those things are wrong. You know, those things are really cool. I like it. You know, when people want to be part of it, right? Especially those closest to you. It's like, yo, I want to know. Like, I'm excited. And that's all good. And that's fine. And I think the next time around, you know, I wouldn't mind those things, right? But this time I was like, you know what, man? I'm keeping this to me. This is for me. This is me. And going into it, it was very selfish. Very, very selfish. Very selfish mentality in a way of like, okay, I need to get a job done. Took it very serious, very professional. Approached it with a professional mentality. So already I'm going into it with a different, I'm going into it light. I'm going into it light. Cool. Boom. I'm there. I'm selfish. Nobody knows about this. Nobody knows what's happening. Boom. See my team. Cool. I'm warming up, you know, knowing that the first time around, they, in these competitions, a lot can happen. Nothing's guaranteed. So this says my match is at 11 or 12 o'clock, but then it gets adjusted to 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, right? The first time around, it threw me off back in June when I competed. It threw me off that my match was supposed to be at 12 and then it ended up being like at 3. And then, so I'm like, okay, this is weird, right? This is not structured as I thought it was going to be. And then I ate, I remember eating because I thought my match was at 3 and then they changed it to 2 o'clock or 1:30. And I was like, oh shit, that's in 30 minutes. And now I got food in my system and I'm like, oh, this is not good, right? So this time around, I knew going into it that, hey, that I'm going to, that it's outside of my control. Whenever it's there, whenever it happens, right? And it kept changing. It kept going up, going down the times. All I did was stay ready. All I did was stay ready. Focus on what the things that I have control of. That's all I kept focusing on. Looking at the time, I was like, yo, coach, I'm up in 5 minutes. And then I look at the time again. Nope, it's 45 minutes. It's like, oh, stay ready. Stay ready. Okay, cool. Which can mess with you mentally and physically because you're warming up and then your mindset is about, you know, your mindset is just, okay, I'm going to compete in 5 minutes and then the times change. And well, this is a quick side note. To me, this is a big deal, right? To a lot of people, especially an average mind, this is just a local jiu-jitsu tournament to people, right? To me, if I'm associated with it, anything that I'm associated with is a big deal. This podcast is a big deal. My brand, The About It Life, is a big deal. The videos I post online is a big deal. Me doing the work that I do with my clients is a big deal. The book I'm writing is a big deal. The jiu-jitsu tournament I competed in was a big deal. The referees that are in this tournament have traveled all over the world and wrestled. Well, they're some of them, I think most of them are black belts in the sport and have competed themselves. But most of them have ref, you know, big important tournaments and even professional matches, UFC matches. So, you know, the referees have been officiating big deal matches, and mine was one of them, right? So I look at it as a big deal. So to me, it means a lot to me. There's so much in this that means so. It means to me, it means so much to me because I'm part of it. It's funny how people be like, oh, it's just a regular tournament. It's not a big deal. Well, one, that's why people lose. It's one, right? Why most people go into it and just lose because they're like, oh, it doesn't matter, right? And two, if it's not that big a deal, why are you associated with it? Right? Why do you? So you're not a big deal then. So for me and for you, fam, if you're listening to this, anything that you do is a big deal. Anything you're associated with, assume that it's important because it is. It's important. Everything you do is important. So this is just as big as the Super Bowl is to Tom Brady. That's how I see it. This is just as big as the championship game for Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant and all these sports stars that you guys know of. I look at it the same way for me because I'm part of this. I have to treat it this way. So this is why it means so much to me. This is why it hurt so much before. It stung me. It hit me in a way that I had to commit my life to fixing the adjustments and work on some of the things in my game that needed to be worked on. So back to the story. So that was a quick side note, but back to the story. You know, so my matches is changing, right? And I have my first no-gi match coming up, and the time didn't change. So I'm warmed up already. I've been warming up for like an hour and a half. Just been warming up. As in staying warm, staying loose, right? You know, being ready, mentally prepared. I go into it, right? I'm not going to say too much about what happened within the fight because not many people understand how the jiu-jitsu point system works or how the game works. So I'm not going to go into the details of it. However, in the match, I'm just going to go based on my mentality, how I felt, how in the face of just this pure adversity or adrenaline, this pure adrenaline, this, the magnitude of the situation, everything to me, it's like, damn, every little step matters. Every move matters. Every little detail matters in this game. Every little step, everything matters. So to be super on, super, super on, it takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot out of you. Now, if you go into it and you're a loser and you don't really care much, you go into it and you just lose, period, right? And you're like, oh, well, I feel great. I went in there, I lost, and that's it. But when you're somebody like me who cares and who's there with purpose, I was there with purpose. I felt levels above the competition. I felt great. My body and mind felt phenomenal. I felt like, yeah, this is, I'm here. I'm here to win the whole shit. I'm here to just dominate. So that first match, I pretty much dominated. Got the takedown, took him down, and the entire time I was just, I'm not going into it, but pretty much I played my game and I made some adjustments that the last competition I needed to make. And if I would have done what I did on this past Saturday, the last competition, I would have had a different experience. So I focused on things like my posture. I focused on things like patience. I focus on my movement. I've been doing a lot of movement work these last 2 months where, you know, balance work, yoga, movement, you know, control of the body. Beautiful, flexibility, loose, nice. So that's a lot of the things that I showed in that match. And I won. Boom. It was a one match to gold. So then I win. Cool. I win my this match. After the match, something about the adrenaline and the blood flowing to the brain and to my body had me just super, super gassed out. Once it wears down, right? So when you're in it, okay, you're doing it, you're losing a lot of energy, and then you win, boom, you get the little buzz. But then, and then the buzz slowly comes down and you get hit with this rush to the brain, and the fatigue starts to kick in and the body starts to breathe a little bit harder. It's like, dude, you was just in a fight. And that primal side comes out of you where you're like, man, I really was just in a fight. And now it's like now the body's like coming down. Okay, are we safe yet? Are we safe yet? It's still there, like wondering if it's, you know, are we going to get back into it? Like, what's going on? So as, you know, as I go back to where my team is at, I sit down. I'm like, just, I feel it. I feel all of it. And I'm feeling gassed out. And I'm feeling I just felt myself just feeling nauseous. My head was hurting. It was a rush to the head. And I'm sitting there. And then I'm laying down. I see my coach. And I look at the phone because I'm checking my matches. When is my next match? And because he asked me, hey, you got any more matches? I said, yeah. And then I looked at my phone and it was like, in 5 minutes. And now there's this joke going around because I looked at my coach. I said, coach, they want me to fight in 5 minutes. I was like, yo, they want me to do this again in 5 minutes. Now, remember, I'm gassed out. Like my head is hurting. My stomach is hurting. I'm feeling nauseous. I'm laying on the floor. I got a gi match in 5 minutes. Then I have to put my gi on. I'm putting my gi on. Like I'm laying down, putting my pants on, and I'm laying down, putting on the gi. I'm laying down, putting on my belt. I'm like, yo, I got to reserve my energy somehow. And my coach looks at me. He goes, yo, dude, man, like, you good? And the team is looking at me. Yo, you're good. I'm like, yo, I'm fucking just gassed out. Like, I feel it heavy. Like, it's, I don't know what it is. Like, again, I've been training. I've been, my cardio, I thought was on point. It's just the whole thing. It's not just the cardio in the match. It's my perception or perspective about the whole thing that it's making it feel different than it is in the gym, when it should feel the same, which is something I talked about with my coach. This is something he taught me after, where he said, well, it's how you see it. You see it this big deal, right? When it's just another role at the gym, you know, something that you do, another sparring session, right? But overall, I know it's different, and it's different for everybody, right? When people pull up and then, you know, the entire environment, the crowd, the lights, the point system, you can't make a mistake and your goal is to win. And you're like, man, I can really get in. There's so many possibilities that can happen. You can get injured. Clearly what happened in the last competition, I injured somebody's ankle. So there's a lot of this possibility going on. And so my body was reacting to that and I was super gassed out, massive headache. Just imagine having a car, being car sick at the highest level, when you felt like nauseous, when you felt like drained, when you felt like you was just completely, completely out of it, to the point that even if you lay down to sleep, you just can't, because of just the amount of just had the just everything, the how overwhelmed your body is on this whole situation. So my coach looks at me and goes, yo, man, just go to the bathroom and and put some water on your face, man. So then I go drag myself to the bathroom. I got a whole match in 5 minutes, 3 minutes now as I'm walking. And I go in there, and in the bathroom, there's three faucets, right? There's three to wash your hands. There's three of them. Two of them weren't working. So there was a third one that was working, and all the way in the corner that some guy was washing his hands. I pushed him out the way. I said, please. I was just out of it. I said, please, please just let me wash my hands. I'm fighting in 5 minutes. And there's this moment while I was washing, not my hands, but like washing my head. I put my head in there, wash my face. And there was a moment where I felt like I didn't want to be there. There was a moment, fam, where I was like, I don't know if I can do this. And just how everything, I was feeling nauseous and I needed to throw up and my head's hurting, my head's pounding. I'm just like, my body feels like it's overwhelmed with just, I'm so tensed up, right? I'm like, what the fuck? Like, okay, relax, calm down. But the whole thing is like overwhelming to the point that I felt like I had no control of it, right? And as I was putting my head under the water, right, I look up and I slap my hand on the counter. And I look in the mirror. I was like, you can do this. I was looking dead in my own eyes. I was like, you can do this. I said, you can do this, bro. You built different. I was like, you could. I got so mad that I was having these thoughts of not wanting to be there. And something came over me where I was looking in the mirror. I said, you can do this. And then everybody in the bathroom was packed. And so they're looking at me like, this motherfucker, what's going on? Like, first of all, they all wanting to wash their hands because there's one thing that's working. I pushed the guy out the way. The bathroom is coming in and out with these competitors, and I'm looking in the mirror saying, you can do this. I was like, let's go, you can do this. And then I washed my face. I dragged myself out the bathroom, and I'm dragging to the next match. And I'm sliding my way to the match, and I'm like, okay, I gotta figure this out. I gotta figure this out, how I'm gonna do this. And again, what just something changed in me, looking in the mirror, telling myself, yo, you can really do this. Now I am very present with what is. What is that my body is feeling super just fatigued, tired, and it's doing its thing. It's acting up right now. I'm very aware of what is, and I'm acknowledging and present with what is. I'm not lying to myself saying, I'm great, everything's great, let's go, let's kill it. No, I am one with what is. This is crazy. This is crazy, physically crazy. I'm focusing on my breath. I'm focusing on the things I have control of. And I keep telling myself, it doesn't matter what happens. What matters most is how you react and respond. Doesn't matter what happens. Let's go. One job. I just kept saying one job. You have one job. You have one job. Let's go. One job. So I show up to my second match. And in that second match, all I did was just adapt and adjust to whatever came my way. And I did not make a first move. And that was my game plan going into it. It's like, look, I'm just going to let that guy do whatever he wants. And I'm just going to adjust. And that's exactly what happened. You know, we start off on the feet and he's doing all these movements and he's grabbing me and moving me around. And I'm like, okay, I'm patient. I'm heavy and I'm patient and I'm balanced. And he was throwing me around. And, you know, what I mean by throwing me around is like he's grabbing my collar and like being physical with me. And I felt his strength. However, I was letting him throw me around so I could breathe. I was just focusing on my breathing because, again, massive headache, feel like vomiting and feel like water was in my stomach, just blup, 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 heavy on my legs. My legs felt so heavy, so heavy. Like I felt like I couldn't even pick them up. So now I'm feeling physically weak. So while he's doing all these things, I'm breathing through it all. And in my mind, I'm just like, whatever he's going to do, I'm just going to counter it. And he attempts to throw me down, right? When he attempts to throw me down, I counter that and I throw him down. And the way we landed was I end up on the bottom, which then gives him, the way the point system works, it gives him a point system. It gives him points. So he's up by points, by 2 points. So the way a point system works, him landing on top of me, he's up by 2 points. And now I'm down, right? So we're in the corner of the mat. The referee goes, hey, man, you guys have to go to the center of the mat. So I was like, okay. So he stops the fight to go to the center of the mat. And I'm dragging myself to the center. I'm dragging myself very slow. And all I hear my coach says, Anthony, you're down. You're down by 2. We got to make something happen. And I'm just out of it. I'm like, all right. And I just kept saying to myself, one job. One job, one job. So we get to the center of the mat and we'll be right back, fam. Stay with me. There's a different approach towards life when you actually love and respect yourself. See, so many people talk about self-love. Love is a state of being, and love is being revealed every single moment in your life. See, there is quality control when you love and respect yourself. You watch who you hang around, the food you eat, what you consume, the conversations you have with yourself, the level of urgency and energy you move with during a terrible position. See, when things are not going great, it's going to come down to how you feel about you and what you think is possible, what you are willing to accept. Those who love themselves the most are those who take control of the things they have control of. It's those who say, I'm not doing this because that's not who I am and that's not how I feel about me. I'm not just allowing problems to roll on to the next day. I'm not just allowing my fears and limitations to consume me. The more you love and respect yourself, you start to change what you are willing to accept. Welcome back, everybody, to episode 286 of the All Moves podcast. So let's just jump back into it, fam. So we get back to the mat, to the center of the mat, and I am focused on one thing again, adapting and adjusting, right? Long story short, because I don't want to get too much into the details because most people won't understand how it works. Anything that he did, I allowed him to use his energy, right? So he can gas himself out. And any time that I needed to use energy, I exploded. So if I'm on the ground and he's on top of me, I end up what's called a sweep, which I pretty much end up from the ground to being on top, right? So boom, I fixed that, top of him. He throws me to the ground, boom, I get right back up, boom, now I'm top of him. He does a move, I counter it with this. He attempts to position himself here, boom, I fix it with this. Everything was about adapting and adjusting. I did nothing but adapt and adjust. And that was my game plan going in. Just, I have to figure out how to win with zero to no energy, right? And so, for long story short, I win that match. And then at this point, I'm like, you know, even as I win, my pants was on the floor. Like my pants was halfway, right? And my belt was down. And then like the ref raised my hand and I'm like, half dead, and the ref is like, wait a minute, just fix yourself. And I'm like fixing myself super slow. I pick my pants up, I tie my pants, and then I fix my gi, and then I put the belt over it. He's like, all right, guy, that's it. You know what I mean? So I'm like, hey, my hand goes up. Everybody's excited for me. I'm dragging myself off the mat. Literally, my face is out of it. I'm out of it. I look back at the video, and I didn't even use any energy to, like, I said thanks to the guy that I beat, and then to his coach. I just looked at him. I just gave him a dap, and I just kept walking, right? And then I see my teammates, and then when I see my teammates, I go to the ground, and they're like, I see somebody's Gatorade. I take that and I just start drinking it. So I stole somebody's Gatorade. I was like, whose is this? They're like, dude, it's yours now. I just drunk it. And I was just, they're like, get up. I was like, please. I was like, just please leave me alone. Like, they're telling me, but you got to get up, man. Like, you got to stand up. And I was just like, please, this is a lot. And then I get up and I drag myself to the mat, and then, you know, where my team is staying at, to the where we warm up at. I drag myself there, and then I lay right back down the mat, and I'm like, I thought I was out of it before. At this point, I'm just like completely like, this is insane. And felt sick. I felt nauseous. I felt dizzy. I felt fatigued. I felt just, again, that adrenaline coming down again after I experienced it the first time. Again, that adrenaline coming down just was overwhelming on the body. So I'm sitting there on the mat, and then my teammates come. They're like, dude, you okay? What's going on, bro? And I'm just very quiet. I'm just like, yo. I'm laying down with my I was sitting down, then I started laying down. I put my hoodie over my face, and people were giving me water, and I was drinking a little bit of, sipping on some electrolytes. And my coach comes up to me. He goes, yo, great job, man. He goes, hey, listen, you got another fight. And the fight was like in like 10, 15 minutes, right? He goes, hey, you got another fight. And this is for the gold medal. This is the finals. And you're fighting the same guy. I was like, all right. I was like, all right, cool. So what happened was, when I beat that guy, the guy I beat, the match before the finals, right? The guy I just beat, he lost the match against me. So he went and had to beat somebody else to get into the finals, right? So he went off and won a match. So he fought his way back to the finals against me again. So it's funny because I see their coaches like coming to me, talking to my coach while they see me all laying down and all gassed out. And I can just imagine the conversations that they're having, right? You know, they're probably looking at me and saying, look at this guy, right? Look at this guy. He's tired. This is the easy one. So I'm like, shit, okay, I got another match. And then my coach comes up to me and says, yo, you're fighting the same guy. And I said, all right. He goes, listen, man, this is it. He goes, not everybody is supposed to win gold. Not everybody is supposed to win gold. And at that moment, it clicked. At that moment, it clicked to me. This whole thing that I'm feeling, this whole thing about my body, my mind, again, this is my only second competition. So this is not something I'm talking to you after 25 competition. This is my only second competition. Like, my second jiu-jitsu competition. The first one was a crazy experience, and then this is my second one. So by the 10th, by the fifth one, by even the next one, is not going to be the same. I'm not going to be talking about the same things, because you have to go through it to understand it. You have to go through it to experience it. That's everything. So when you do something for the first time, you're going to experience everything for the, like, for the first time. Like, it's you're reacting, you're adjusting, you're adapting instantly, right? It's like if you don't know how to drive, the first time you step in a car, the second time you step into a car, you're still going to brake too hard. You're still going to, you know, you're still going to be a little bit like, it's going to be off, right? So this is what I'm experiencing. Everything just is new. Everything is just new, right? Just everything. The last time I had some experiences that I've corrected, this time around, I've learned so much from this experience that it's not going to happen next time around. So at that moment when he said, not everybody's supposed to win gold, it clicked for me that this is part of the game. This is everything. This is it. This is what comes with the gold medals. This is what comes with it. And I'm like, it at that moment. So he says that not everybody's supposed to win gold. And he was like, yo, just, you know, I'll call you when the match is ready. I'll come get you. So he goes off and I'm there by myself. And I'm like, okay, yeah, this is it. You know what I mean? This is what it takes. This is when people say, oh, I'm tired. This is it. When people say, oh, it's hard. This is it. When people are like, oh, it's too much. It's overwhelming on the body. I was just too tired. You know, you got to take a break. This is the moment. It hit me so hard. I was like, oh, this is it. This is the shit. This is the championship mentality. This is it. I'm in it right now. This is it. This is not something that Anthony's experiencing, or this is something, oh, you don't understand. No, no, no. This is what it takes to be champion. What it takes to be champion is that it doesn't matter what happens. What matters most is how you react and respond. No one cares that I feel like throwing up. No one cares that I have a headache. No one cares that I'm exhausted and my knees and my calves and my legs are just heavy. Just feels so heavy. No one, not a single human being cares. They're not going to stop the event for it. They're not going to reschedule my match. Yo, are you going to do the match? Are you going to forfeit? Are you going to lose? So right before my final match, the championship match, I'm there. Boom. I'm done. Right, physically done, but mentally I'm sharp. And very little movements. Any moment, I just use very little movements. I wouldn't say much. I would communicate by hand signals. I'd be like, yo. And I would just communicate, yo. Like, let me get something to drink. It would be the drink signal, like, hey, drink, or this, or time, right? I would look at the what. Like, I would find ways to just reserve my energy and just breathe. Breathe, doing my breath work. breathe. And remember, as I'm doing that, my body is it's like my as the I'm not in the fight anymore, right? So then my body's coming down, the adrenaline is coming down, but I'm still feeling it physically. The results of that adrenaline, the results of that fight, the results of what just happened twice, right? And mind you, I already won the gold medal. They're like, yo, do you want to go to the podium and take a picture in the gold medal? I said, listen, man, I'll pick that shit up later. I'm not picking that. The job's not done. The job's not done. Yeah, I won gold in you know, the first match I did. But the job's not done. And I waited to the end to pick it up, but at this point, again, same strategy. Drag myself to the mat and adapt and adjust to whatever comes my way. And they're like, yo, championship match, let's go. And I go towards the mat and I sit down in front of the mat and wait till my name be called for like 5 minutes, right? So I go next to the mat where my match is going to be taking place, and I sit right there and I just sit down, wait patiently. And I'm breathing, and all I kept saying to myself is, you have one job, just one job, bro, just one job. Everything you work for, everything comes down to this moment. And this is part of the game. This is all part of it. This is all part of it, man. It's crazy because it's all part of it. Everything is part of it. Is it hard? Yes. Is it difficult? Yes. Do you feel like, yo, this is too much? Yes. One job. They call me, Anthony, you're up. I get up. My hands is on my waist. I'm just like walking slow to the mat. Boom, I'm on the mat. I look at him and fight. I'm like, oh, fuck. And again, it's the same guy that I'm fighting. I think I mentioned that already. It's the same guy that I just fought, because he went off and beat the other guy, right? He had another match. And then that match put him back into a chance to winning gold. So that's what he did. So he lost one against me. He fought another guy and won, and now he's fighting me again. So it's the same guy. And again, same strategy. Whatever he did, just let him do it. And I just exploded anytime he did something. So at the end of it, the last minute or so, so we're going back and forth. Last minute or so, you know, his coach is like, come on, you got to do something. You're down by 2 points. You got to do something. He throws me. And then from there, I get right back up and just land on top of him. Boom. Now I'm up. I got points for that. I'm up. Now I'm on top of him and I'm holding him down. And, you know, part of the game is not just also physical. Part of the game is mental. So as I'm talking to him, as I'm on top of him, right? He was tired. You could feel that he gave everything on his last, like all he had to try to do something, you know, out of desperation. And I landed on top of him. It's 1:45 left or something like that. And then while I'm laying there, I'm telling him, I say, hey, bro, man, I'm proud of you. I told him, when I was talking to him, I said, bro, I'm proud of you, man. People like you are different. I was like, you signed up and like just people like you are different, you know? And I was just thinking at the moment, honestly, how many people, like I was at that point, honestly, this is honest the truth. I felt like, yo, not many people can do this shit. First of all, I felt like I already won, right? And I knew I already won. And then I didn't want him to do any, I want him to like stop, you know what I mean? Like, bro, just stop moving. So I spoke to him. I said, bro, look, man, like, and it's like 1 minute left. He still has a chance to do something. But I was like, man, look, I'm proud of you. Like, for real, bro. Like, you, like, people can't do this. I said, look at us, bro. Like, we here. We're crazy for this, right? Like, not many people can do this. And he's tapping me. He's like, yeah, man, you're a beast. You're a beast. And I just felt his entire just competitive spirit leave his body. And again, part of the game is mental warfare, right? So I kind of sweet-talked him to not fight anymore, because I actually felt in that moment like, dude, this is insane. This is crazy what we're doing. And I was so gassed out and I was so tired. And I felt him, you know, just give everything he had. I said, bro, man, good shit, bro. I was like, not a lot of people are willing to do this. Not many people signed up to this because they didn't want to deal with this pressure. And I'm telling him, yo, you're different, bro. Like, you're different. And then just the whole time you hear the background, my coach is screaming. His coach is screaming, like, yo, you got to do something. The ref is like, yo, come on, do something, guy. And I'm there just talking to him, and, you know, he just gave up, right? He just pretty much said, yeah, it's over, right? And as I hear my coach, 30 seconds, Anthony, and it's gold. I'm holding this motherfucker down. I work too hard for this. 25 seconds and it's gold. And I'm telling him, yo, bro, you're on some other level, bro. I'm talking to him and I hear my coach, keep the pressure. 15 seconds and it's gold. 10 seconds, 5 seconds. And then everybody just start clapping. And then boom, time. I stood there for a second. And I get up, well, I roll over him and I start fucking slapping my chest like, yeah, hands up, my hands is up. I'm like, yeah. And I stand right up as out of nowhere, all this stuff about me being tired, about my body this, my body's that. I said, nah, my perspective on that changed. I just accomplished a goal that I wanted since day one, right? Something that I knew I can do just by setting my mind to it. 8 months of training a sport that I did not know a single thing about. But I commit myself every single day because it's all connected. It all matters. And in that moment, once he says time, I said, let's fucking go. I burst up. My belt is somewhere around. I circle around the ring of the mat a few times. One time I grab the belt, then a second time, and then a third time. And they're like, yo, hurry up. What are you doing? I'm like, I'm taking my sweet time. I adjust myself a little bit. Those of you who saw the video of my stories, this is the video of my stories where I'm fixing my belt and I'm circling around the guy fixing my belt. Boom, I tie it up. The ref goes, well, while I'm fixing the belt, the ref goes, yo, you ready? I said, nah, hold on. And I fix myself, boom. And he puts my hand up. I said, let's go, man. Let's go. Just the feeling of rightfully so came in. I said, yeah, let's go. This one was personal. This was for me. This is me showing me that I am who I think I am. This is me showing myself that everything that I talk about, everything I had to do to overcome this, everything physical, mental, emotional, everything I had to do, everything is what I talk about. I did everything that I talk about. I did everything that, you know, people read the quotes and you're the problem, you're the solution, or you know, it doesn't matter what happens. What matters most is how you react and respond. These things are just quotes for people. For me, it's embodiment. It's a way of life. When I didn't have any energy, when I was blacked out, I didn't even remember the match until I rewatched it. And then I was like, oh, okay, now I remember it now. It comes back. But while I'm in full-blown adrenaline mode, full-blown in my primal state, full-blown masculine, like full-blown testosterone, like full-blown, like let's fucking go competitive spirit, I was out of it. And what mattered was my character and my technique, my character and my training, how I felt about myself kicked in. In moments of I'm down by points, boom, I got to make it happen. In moments of feeling like I'm not, you know, mentally there, I'm struggling mentally, physically, I had conversations with myself saying, I can do this. I am Anthony Manaya, and we do not go out like this. I'm acknowledging what is because I'm tired. I'm acknowledging the facts. But in my mind, I'm saying, you are built different. You are not the same. You have to prove and show yourself, bro, that you can do this. So when I raise those hands up high, I'm like, ah, let's go. Double hands up, let's go. Double gold, baby. Let's get it. So then go back. I go back to, when I say I go back to the mats, is I go back to where my team warms up, right? Go back to the base. Let's call it the base. I go back to the base, throw myself on the ground again. I was literally laying there the whole time, throw myself on the ground again. And I'm like, oh, yes, job is done. And my coach is like, dude, Anthony, get your ass up and go to the podium. I'm like, oh, fuck the podium. Like, seriously, I'm just done. Like, yo, they're waiting for you. So I get up. I'm like, so dead. Dead. I'm talking about dead. Dragging myself. I'm not feeling good, lightheaded. All this stuff where I feel very weak. Adrenaline again coming down. I'm like, this is insane. And I was like, I start waiting, get the merch. So the new merch is that just came out, fam. I am the problem and I am the solution. Go grab that. Go grab those t-shirts, fam. Limited supply only. So go grab one of those right now. Trust me, they're going to be very, very valuable in years to come when you say, yo, remember the first time you won gold and you dropped this t-shirt? Yep, that one's it. I was like, I got to get the merch. Where's my hat? And I got the merch. And my face, I was standing online to get the gold medal because you have to get the medal first and then you go on the podium. And the lady goes, are you okay? I said, listen, my name is Anthony Minaya. And hurry up. You know what I mean? And she goes, you look tired. I said, hey, search up my name and you'll see why. So she searched up the name, blah, 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 blah. She goes, oh, double gold. Okay. I was like, you see? But my face, as she's giving me this, she's giving me the medals. I'm like, I'm out of it. I'm out, fam. I am out of it. I don't know how to say it. Have you ever felt sick? Have you ever felt so nauseous, so lightheaded to the highest level? That's what I'm talking about. I'm trying to paint this picture. Like, it's to the highest level, not a little bit, to the highest level. And the guy's trying to talk to me. And he's like, yo, man, you look strong and you look there. He's trying to talk to me. I'm like, bro, let's just go to the podium. I go on top of the podium. I take pictures. I'm taking pictures. Boom, 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 boom. I get down. I'm like, yo, they're like, congratulations. All right, cool. I go right back to the base, right back where the mats, because I still have other teammates that are competing. So they're warming up. I lay right back down on the mats and I'm just like out of it. And then my teammates are coming up to me. My coach is like, oh, you just proved to yourself that you can do this. This is what he's like, the gold medals don't even matter at this point. The gold medals are just a bonus, but you proved to yourself that during that process, and I'm paraphrasing this, but pretty much he said, going through that process, you proved to yourself that you can make it happen, that you can do it. He says, you've grown levels in this, levels just now. And I did. I grew levels because what I had to do to win the gold medals, it wasn't even about the gold medals. It was about just me being, number one, a man of my word, and number two, having that self-love and respect to adapt and adjust in any given situation. So I got the gold medals. I'm on the mat. Everybody has to split and go because there's other people competing. My teammates are competing, so I didn't even watch their matches. I was just so out of it, but I was so relieved that I won and it was done. My part of it was done. And I'm sitting there by myself and I'm drinking some electrolytes with the gold medals over my neck. And then I vomit all over. I vomit on my pants. I vomit on the other people's mat. And the lady goes, oh my gosh. She was like right in front of me. She goes, you okay? I said, champ shit only, lady. I was like, champ shit only, baby. I was just there dead. I was like, yo, what it takes to win the double gold. It takes all of yourself to do this. All of yourself it takes. And I was just telling her that. I was like, and I cleaned it up with my hoodie. I cleaned it up with, I was just, again, I took off the pants and, you know, I changed and I laid there for probably about 30 minutes, laid there. And I was like, yeah, we made it happen. You know, we made it happen. And I just kept thinking like all this is part of it. This is the game. This is it. You know? Yeah. So I understand. I understand when people say it's hard. I understand when people say that it's difficult. You don't understand my situation, Anthony. Everything's difficult physically. Everything's difficult financially. I get it, because it was for me too. But I made it happen, you know? And there was a lot of jokes about my cardio, and people are making jokes about my, you know, just me being tired, right? And of course, funny jokes. But there's a level of respect that comes behind it, because it's, look, you were tired, but I made it happen. Your body reacted like this. You threw up, and you threw up on the other person's mat, but I made it happen, you know? And this is where I'm like, yeah, everything was outside of my control. Everything was outside of my control, right? I'm only going based on what I can control. The times changes. Yes, that's part of the championship process. Me looking in the mirror and saying, or the faucet not working, and then one of them works, I got to push the guy out the way. I'm figuring it out. Yes, like I'm throwing up. It is what it, these are things outside of my, like I'm tired. I got a headache. Yeah, but the job must get done. See, there's a difference in mentality, fam. People give up on themselves when things get tough. People give up. People give in with adversity. And in the true face of when it's truly, truly difficult, this is where all of this applies. It comes down to how you feel about you. I'm not going to allow myself to accept second place in that moment. You know, just because of the way I feel physically or mentally, right? I didn't want to give up. If I was going to lose, I was going to lose because the other guy is better than me. Not because I was tired or I couldn't hang or I gave up, right? So I did what I had to do to adapt and adjust. And I came out champion. And you can come out champion in your life too, fam. You got to push through your adversity. You got to push through your struggles. And when you say it's so hard, just know, yep, that's part of the game. And yep, not everybody is supposed to win gold. Congratulations. You made it to the end of the episode. I appreciate you. If you're hearing the sound of my voice right now, I truly appreciate you for making it up to this point. Before you move on, before you start the day, before you go on to the next episode, two things, family. Please leave a review on the show only if you found this episode valuable. If you found it valuable, leave a review. It helps with the growth of the podcast, and it also helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. And the second thing, family, is head over to my website, www.anthonymaniah.com, and sign up to my daily awareness email list. There, I will connect with you guys personally. If you want more information on my coaching programs, if you want more information on working one-to-one, and also to get exclusive content, head over to anthonymaniah.com. That being said, I'll catch you guys next time. Appreciate you all.